所以刚才我讲了我的题目是关于祷告。
Just now I mentioned that the topic of my preaching is about prayer.
而且是不断的祷告。
And it is about praying, ceaselessly.
而在我还没有分享今天的信息之前，我们来看圣经里面的一段经文，路加福音第十八章第一到第十八节。
So before I share the message, let's look at the scripture. It is in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8.
这个是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
This is a parable told by our Lord Jesus.
路加福音第十八章第一节，耶稣施了一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有一个寡妇，常到他那里去，说：“我有个对头，求你给我伸冤。”他多日不准。后来心里说：“我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就把他伸冤罢，免得他常来缠磨我。”主说：“你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼唤他，他从然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，义得见世上有信德吗？”
Luke chapter 18. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about man. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'"
我们圣经里面有不少的地方谈到关于祷告的事情。
There are quite a few places in the Bible that talks about prayer.
比如说马太福音第21章22节，主耶稣说。
For example, in Matthew 21 verse 22, the Lord Jesus said,
你们祷告无论求什么，只要信就必得着。
And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
然后在马太福音第七章第七节到第十一节主耶稣继续的说。
And Jesus continued in Matthew chapter 7:7-11.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone?
求鱼，反给他蛇呢？
Or if he asks for a fish, will he not give him a snake? Will he?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
我们在约翰一书第五章第十四节到第十五节，使徒约翰也这么说。
The disciple John also said in 1 John chapter 5,
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
我既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求以他的无不得着。
And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him.
然后雅各书第五章第十六节这么说。
And James, in James chapter 5, 16 said,
一人的祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
那么最后保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十七节到第十八节这么说。
And finally, Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17 and 18,
不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那么这些经文教导我们要凭着信心。
These scriptures teach us that we need to have faith.
按着神的旨意。
And according to God's will.
来祷告。
To pray.
而且要不住的祷告。
And we need to continue to pray.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
For this is God's will in Christ Jesus.
那么有时候神没有按照我们的意思成全我们的祷告。
Sometimes God has not accomplished what we wanted.
啊，但是他劝勉我们要不住的祷告。
But he encouraged us to pray continuously.
不要灰心。
Do not give up.
那么今天早上我们看那段经文是耶稣所说的一个比喻。
The scripture that we read this morning is a parable told by our Lord Jesus.
那比喻里面谈到一个寡妇经常来求这位官为他伸冤。
In the parable, you talk about a widow who come to this judge wanting justice.
然后这位官他不惧怕神。
This judge is godless.
他也不尊重别人。
And he doesn't care about anybody else.
所以基本上这个他不管这位寡妇的要求。
So basically he has ignored the request of this widow.
但是在比喻里面说这位寡妇他没有放弃。
But in the parable it says that this widow did not give up.
他坚持的要这位官来为他伸冤。
She persistently requests that this judge give her justice.
所以在这个比喻里面我们看到一位无情的官。
So in this parable, we see a merciless judge.
那么当时的社会这个寡妇和一个腐败的法官是很平常的事情。
In the society back then, a corrupt judge and a widow are common knowledge.
但是公正的事情却不常见。
But justice is not often seen.
我们在这个犹太人的公会里面，可以说他们是以色列当时最高的宗教法庭。
And the Sanhedrin in the Jewish society is the highest court.
然后法庭里面有七十一位法官。
There are 71 judges in it.
然后这些法官他们都是就业立法的专家。
And these judges are experts in the Old Testament laws.
他们以这个不公正的权力来压制那些无能为力的人。
And they use unlawful means to suppress those people who cannot oppose them.
因着他们的腐败，主耶稣最后被钉死在十字架上。
And because of their corruption, our Lord Jesus Christ was eventually nailed on the cross.
我们在以色列里面，那些比较大的城市，他们都有这个所谓的城市法庭。
And in the larger cities in the kingdom, there are the
court.
They are also under the control of the Supreme Court.
那么法庭里面有23位法官。
In the court there are 23 judges.
那么 好像这个最高法庭这些法官受到法利赛人和撒都该人的影响。
And, very much like the other court, these judges are also influenced by the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
那么这些法利赛人和撒都该人他们对这个旧约的律法的理解还有应用就是误解带给法庭有很多不公正的判决。
But the understanding of the Pharisees and Sadducees of the Old Testament sometimes are misleading, and so they lead to injustice.
那么除了这个最高的法庭，还有这个城市的法庭。
And besides the Supreme Court and the City Court.
还有地方的法庭的法官。
There is also the local magistrate.
那么这些法官是由罗马政府委任的。
And these local judges are appointed by the Roman government.
来照顾罗马皇帝凯撒的利益。
It is, and their purpose is to look after Caesar's benefits.
那么在这三种法庭里面的法官当中，
And in these three different types of courts,
那么地方法庭的法官是最坏的。
The local court judges are the worst.
因为这些法官他们也没有这个道德的准则。
Because these judges have no moral standards.
啊，这些法官一般都是外邦人和不信神的人。
These judges are usually Gentiles and also godless people.
所以在犹太人的眼中，他们好像税吏一样。
And so in the eyes of the Jews, these people are just like the tax collectors.
啊，不受人欢迎。
They are not welcomed by others.
所以主耶稣在比喻里面所描述的这位法官。
And so in the the judge that was mentioned in the parable,
那么看起来是被罗马政府委任的一个地方法庭的一个法官。
Seems like this is a judge that was appointed by the Roman government.
所以在十八章第二节，主耶稣说。
And so in Luke chapter 18 verse 2, Jesus said,
他说，某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
Saying in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect men.
那么这位法官他不怕神，也不尊重别人。
This judge do not fear God and he did not respect men.
那么显示他不怕天也不怕地。
And obviously he's not afraid of heaven or earth.
那么是一位可以说是道德败坏、没有人情的一个人。
You can say that he is a morally corrupt and have no respect for anybody.
他成为法官不是要执行这个公正。
He became a judge not to to have justice.
而是为了地位和这个钱财。
But it is because of position and also of wealth.
那么根据十八章第四节这么说。
So according to verse 4 in chapter 18,
那么这位法官他后来心里面说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
He, afterward he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man.
那么从这句经文里面，这个法官承认自己不惧怕神，也不尊重别人。
From his statement, he admitted that he does not fear God nor respect men.
所以他的做法跟耶稣所说的完全的相反。
So whatever he did is in complete opposite to what Jesus said.
因为耶稣曾经这么说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Because Jesus has said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
这是诫命中的第一且是最大的。
This is the great and foremost commandment.
那么其次也相反，就是要爱人如己。
The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
那么但是这位法官，他不爱神，也不爱人。
But this judge did not fear God, nor did he love people.
如果你看这个比喻的话，你看第六节。
If you look at the parable, look at verse 6.
那么主耶稣说，这个官是一个不义的官。
Jesus said this judge is an unjust judge.
因为做法官的应当以神的律法来执行这个公正。
Because being a judge, he is supposed to look at justice according to God's way.
不只要执行这个公正。
Not only is he supposed to be just,
也必须要照顾人们的利益还有他们的需要。
But he also need to keep in mind the, for the goodness of the people.
但是这位法官两样都没有做到。
But this judge did not do neither.
无论如何，主耶稣使用这个比喻来教导我们对祷告应当有的态度。
Jesus used this parable to teach us about our attitude towards prayer.
那么他以一个不义的法官来强调神是一位听祷告的神。
He used this unjust judge to illustrate the point where God hears prayer.
我们在这个比喻里面，除了这个位不义的法官。
And so in this parable, besides this unjust judge,
另外一个人物是一个贫穷的寡妇。
The other object is a poor widow.
比喻里说，那城里有一个寡妇，当常到他那里说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。
There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him saying, give me legal protection from my opponent.
那么这位寡妇说，我有一个对头。
So the widow said, I have an adversary.
他向这位不义的法官伸冤，因为这个对头要伤害他。
Because of this opponent, she came before the judge and said, please give me justice.
看起来这个寡妇真的是一个无助的人。
And it looks like this widow is a helpless one.
那么如果她的生命里面有一位男人的话，
If there was a man in her life,
她就不需要来求这位法官了。
She wouldn't need to come and beg this judge.
她的丈夫已经去世了。
Her husband has already passed away.
那么可能父亲也不在了。
And maybe father is no longer there.
也没有儿子，也没有兄弟。
There are no brothers, there are no sons.
没有亲戚，也没有真正的朋友来帮助他向这位法官伸冤。
There are no relatives, there are no true friends who could have gone to this judge for her.
那么这位孤苦伶仃的寡妇只有自己来向这位不义的法官来伸冤。
And so this lonely widow only have herself to come before the judge.
那么主耶稣以一位寡妇来说明这个比喻的意义是有它的原因的。
Jesus used this widow to illustrate the meaning in this parable. He has his purpose.
无论在旧约圣经里面或者新约圣经里面，
whether it is in the Old Testament or the New Testament,
都教导人要关照孤儿寡妇。
Teaches us that we need to watch over and take care of widows.
在出埃及第22章22节到24节。
In Exodus 22 verses 22 to 24.
不可苦待寡妇和孤儿，若是苦待他们一点，他们向我一哀求，我总要听他们的哀声，必要发孽怒，用刀杀你们，使你们的妻子为寡妇，儿女也为孤儿。
You shall not afflict any widow or orphan. If you afflict him at all, and if he does cry out to me, I will surely hear his cry, and my anger will be kindled, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows, and your children fatherless.
然后在以赛亚书第一章第十七节，以赛亚说，
And Isaiah said in 1:17,
学习行善，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩取。
Learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow.
然后在新约圣经，保罗这么说。
And then in the New Testament, Paul said,
要尊敬那真为寡妇的。
Honor widows who are widows indeed.
然后在雅各书第一章第二十七节，雅各这么说。
And James said in chapter 1 verse 27,
在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚， 就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our Lord and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
可见神要人关照寡妇。
So you can see God wants us to take care of the widows.
但是这位布衣的官却一点人情都没有。
But this judge is merciless.
他应当遵守神的律法来关照这位寡妇。
He ought to follow God's commandment to watch over this widow.
为他来主持公正。
And to help her get justice.
但是他没有。
But he didn't.
所以在第四节这么说，他多日不准，后来心里说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
For a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man.
我们多日不准这句话，就是表明说，这个寡妇来求这个布衣的法官已经好多次了。
For a while means this.A widow has come and begged this judge for many, many times.
但是没有得到任何的结果。
But didn't get any result.
然后虽然如此，这位寡妇没有放弃。
Even though it was that way, this widow did not give up.
继续的来求这位布衣的法官来给他主持公正。
He continued to ask this judge to get her justice.
但是这位法官每次都不给他主持公正。
But this judge denied her every time.
所以在这节经文里面说这个他多日不准，英文圣经把它翻译成 for a while.
So in the English translation it says for a while.
那么这节经文没有说多久。
The scripture did not tell us for exactly how long.
那可能是一段相当长的时间。
It may have been a very long period of time.
但是突然间情况改变。
But suddenly the situation changed.
这位布衣的法官愿意为这个寡妇来主持这个公正。
This unjust judge is willing to seek justice for her.
那么他愿意为这个寡妇来主持公正，不是因为他悔改了。
And his willing is not because he repent.
而产生这个怜悯的心。
And have a merciful heart.
所以在第四节到第五节这里说
So from verse 4 to 5 it says
他说后来心里说我虽不惧怕神也不尊重世人只因这寡妇烦扰我就给他伸冤吧免得他常来缠磨我
But afterward he said to himself Even though I do not fear God nor respect men Yet because this widow bothers me I will give her legal protectionOtherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out.
所以他愿意为这个寡妇主持公正。
He's willing to get justice for this widow.
不是因为他惧怕神。
Not because he fears God.
也不是因为他尊重别人。
Nor, was it because he respect man.
而是因为他给这位寡妇烦死了。
It is because he was truly bothered by this widow.
然后这位法官承认自己是一位不惧怕神的人。
This judge admit that he is someone who did not fear God.
又不尊重别人的人。
And he did not respect others.
但是因为这位寡妇的纠缠，他最后还是为他主持这个公正。
But because of this widow's persistence, he is willing to seek justice for her.
那么请注意这段经文最后，差不多最后那两个字，缠磨。
But please notice this last phrase. It says, "Wear me out."
那么缠磨这个这两个字哦，在原文里面是前句的一个专门的一个用词。It's a boxing term.
Oh, okay. So wear me out is actually in the original language is a boxing term.
好比一个这个一个人一拳打在一个人眼底下那个脸。
Just like when you knock somebody in the face below the eye.
那么这位布衣的法官好像被这位寡妇在眼底下打了一拳。
So it's just like this judge, this widow landed a punch on this judge face.
哦，其实这个用词在保罗的书信里面曾经出现过。
Actually, the usage of this term appeared in Paul's writing.
啊，在哥林多前书第九章第二十六节到二十七节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26 and 27.
啊，保罗说，所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
然后所以寡妇她不断地来纠缠这位法官。
So this widow continually comes to beg this judge.
好像一个人在斗拳一样。
Much like she is like boxing.
有没有看过这个 boxing match?
Have you ever seen a boxing match?
你记不记得 Muhammad Ali?
Do you remember Muhammad Ali?
莫使到这个法官不能够忍受下去。
So this judge is like, can't take it anymore.
然后只好听从这个寡妇的要求。
So at the end, he finally listened to her request.
所以因为这个寡妇她的坚持，这位不义的法官只好为她主持这个公正。
Because of the widow's persistence, the judge finally is willing to help her.
然后其实现今的时代哦，也有一个类似的真实的一个故事。
Actually, in today's world, there was a true story.
我们在这个南韩的一个小小的乡村，有一位独居的妇女，她的名字叫做查沙顺。
So in South Korea, there was an elderly lady who lived in a village, and her name is Cha Sa Sun.
她一直很想开车。
She really wanted to drive, to learn to drive.
但是还一直都没有去考驾照，直到她六十多岁的时候。
But all along, she did not take the driving test until she was in her 60s.
那不用讲，这个考这个驾照的过程对于她来说真的是不简单。
So needless to say, the process of getting the test and all that is not simple for her.
所以她一直考了一共949次的笔试。
So she took the written test for 949 times.
每次考都考不及格。
Every time she took the test, she failed.
那么对于这位住在一个很偏僻地方的一个年长的一个妇女。
So to this lady who lives by herself in a remote village.
这些选择题对她来说感到非常的混乱。
So these multiple choice questions are very confusing to her.
但是在950次的时候她考及格了。
But on her 950th time, she passed.
她终于拿到60分。
She scored a 60.
算是及格了。
So she passed.
那么后来他也考了四次的车试。
And then later she took road test four times.
那么最后的一次也及格了。
And she finally passed.
她终于拿到这个驾照。
She finally received her license.
那么当时整个南韩都知道她这个坚持的心。
So at that time, the whole South Korea know about her persistence.
那么使到她成为国家的一位英雄。
And she became a national hero.
那么汽车商还送了她一台 Kia Soul.
And the car manufacturer actually gave her a car.
然后她还出现在这个汽车商她的广告里面。
And she even appeared on the advertisement.
这个是一个真实的故事来的。
This is a true story.
那么到底这个比喻的它的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of this parable?
如果我们要知道耶稣所说的比喻的话，我们必须经常要看上下文。
If we're going to understand the parable told by Jesus, we need to look at the preceding and the post passages.
我们必须要看第十八章第一节。
We need to look at verse 1 of chapter 18.
耶稣设了一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Now he was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart.
所以这个比喻的目的就是要人常常的祷告，不可以灰心。
So the purpose of this parable is for men to pray at all times and not to lose heart.
我们主耶稣在这里所强调的是关于末世还没有来之前的祷告。
So what Jesus stressed here is the prayer at the end of the, at the, before the apocalypse.
所以在主耶稣还没有说这个比喻之前，我们必须要看上文的。
So before Jesus told this parable, we need to look at what the background, what was said previous.
因为主耶稣在第路加第十七章谈到这个末世的事情。
Because in chapter 17 of Luke, Jesus was talking about the end times.
比如说路加福音第十七章二十四节。
For example, in verse 24 of chapter 17.
因为人子在他降临的日子，好像闪电从天这边一闪，直照到天那边。
For just like the lightning, when it flashes out of one part of the sky, shines to the other part of the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day.
然后在26节到27节，主耶稣继续地说。
And Jesus continued in verse 26 to 27.
他和挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man.
那时候的人又吃又喝又娶又嫁，到挪亚进方舟的那一日，洪水就来把他们全都灭了。
They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all.
然后他继续地说，又好像罗德的一日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造，到罗德出所多玛的日子，就有火与硫磺从天降下来把他们全部灭了。人子显现的日子也是这样。
And he continued, it was the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were plantingThey were building. But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed.
我们因着这些将来要发生的事情，
Because of what is going to happen in the future,
我主耶稣说了这个比喻来教导我们要常常的祷告，不可灰心。
Our Lord Jesus told of this parable to tell us we need to pray continuously and not lose heart.
其实在路加福音21章，主耶稣也谈到这个末世的事情。
Actually, in chapter 21 of Luke, Jesus also talked about the end times.
在结束的时候，他说，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪是醉酒必今生的忧虑累住你们的心。
Be on guard, so that your hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life.
那日子就如网罗突然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
And that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切所要来的事情，得以站在人子的面前。
But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things and are about to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man.
我们换句话说，当我们在等待主耶稣再来的时候，
In other words, as we are waiting for Jesus' return,
不要给这些贪吃醉酒的事情或者今生的忧虑累住我们。
Don't be bogged down by all this drinking, drunkenness and buying and selling.
And the worry of life, 英文圣经翻译成。
And the worries of life.
你是否有经常忧虑呢？
Do you worry all the time?
No.他说反而要谨慎，时时的警醒，常常的祷告，来做好这个准备。
But it says to pray often so that we are prepared.
我们在主耶稣还没有来的日子之前，
And before Jesus return,
我们主耶稣劝勉我们 不要灰心。
Our Lord Jesus encouraged us not to lose heart.
要常常的祷告，不住的祷告。
Need to pray often and pray continually.
我们在等待他到要到来的时候。
And while we're waiting for his return,
我们应当不断的向父神祈求。
We need to pray to our Heavenly Father often.
好像这个寡妇向这个布衣的法官恳求一样。
Just as this widow persistently begged this judge.
那么主耶稣说，既然这个布衣的法官都听这位寡妇的恳求。
And Jesus said, even though this unjust judge listened to this widow,
那么何况这位爱我们的天父。
How about this loving Heavenly Father we have?
所以在第七节、第八节，主耶稣这么说。
So Jesus said in verse 7 and 8,
神的选民昼夜呼什么故欲呼吁他，他从然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
Now will not God bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night, and will he delay long over them?
我告诉你们要快快的给他们伸冤了。
I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly.
那么既然神会听我们的祷告为我们伸冤，
And since God will hear our prayer and bring about justice for us,
那么因此我们更加的不要灰心，
So we should not lose heart.
常常的祷告，不住的祷告。
We need to pray to him often, pray to him continually.
那么其实主耶稣要来的日子越来越近。
Actually, the time for Jesus' return is getting closer and closer.
从圣经里面我们所看到的征兆，我们发觉到主耶稣来的日子真的是很靠近。
From the signs given in the Bible, it seems like Jesus' return is getting very close.
那么现今的时代，我们听到这个打仗的风声。
For in this world, we hear wars.
我们看到这个道德的败坏。
We see the corruption or the breakdown of moral.
我们也看到这个假先知的出现。
We see the appearance of false teachers.
这个饥荒还有这个地震。
There are famine, there are earthquakes.
以色列的复国。
And the Israelite becoming a nation again.
福音的广传还有种种等等的那些征兆。
The wild spread of the gospel and all other signs.
我们这些征兆提醒我们主耶稣再来的日子已经很靠近了。
These signs remind us that Jesus' return is very close.
我们因此圣经告诉我们我们要谨慎。
Therefore, the Bible said we need to be careful and alert.
时时的警醒。
We need to be alert.
常常的祷告，不住的祷告。
And pray often and pray continually.
那么同时也不要灰心。
And at the same time, do not give up.
在我们的属灵这个生命的路程当中。
And in our spiritual walk.
有时候我们会感到灰心。
Sometimes we may get discouraged.
但是保罗说不应当灰心。
But Paul said, do not be.
因为当主耶稣再来的时候，他将会带来给我们这个极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because when Jesus returns, he is going to bring us glory that is uncomparable.
就好像哥林多后书第四章第十六节到第十八节这么说。
Just as it was said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 to 18.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
我们这自战自清的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For the things which are seen are temporal, But the things which are not seen are eternal.
因此我们不应当灰心。
So don't lose heart.
如果你感到很灰心的时候，就去看保罗所说的。
If you feel discouraged, go and look at what Paul said here.
我们不应当灰心。
We should not lose heart.
我们应当常常的祷告，不住的祷告。
We need to pray often and pray continually.
没有人知道主耶稣什么时候会再来。
We don't, nobody knows when Jesus will return.
而且圣经说主耶稣再来的时候好像盗贼一样。
And the Bible said the day when Jesus returns is going to be like the coming of the thief.
然后既然如此我们应当更加的谨慎。
And because of that, we should be even more, careful.
常常的祷告不住的祷告。
Pray often and pray continually.
也不要灰心。
And don't lose heart.
因为他来的时候要看我们是否有持守我们的信。
Because when he comes, he is going to see if we have hold on to our faith.
就好像在这个比喻结束的时候这么说。
So much like the conclusion of this parable.
然而人子来的时候，义得见世上有信德吗？
However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，当他来的时候，我们是否有持守着我们的信？
So when Jesus returns, is he going to find us holding on to the faith? Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let us be calm before the Lord.
让我们来审查自己的生命。
Let us examine our lives.
我们的生命是否充满了这个忧虑？
Our lives full of worries.
忧虑今生的事情。
Worry about, the lives of today.
受到这个属世的事情的纠缠。
And to be bound by the worries of life.
使到我们不能够祷告。
And cause us not to be able to pray.
当我们等待主耶稣基督再来的时候。
And as we wait upon the return of our Lord Jesus.
让我们持守一个谨慎的心。
Let us have a watchful heart.
常常的祷告
To pray often
不住的祷告
To pray continually
也不要灰心
And do not lose heart
亲爱的父神求你帮助我们
Our dear Lord, please help us
赐给我们一个坚固的心
Strengthen, give us a strengthened faith
常常的祷告
To pray often
不住的祷告
To pray continually
就好像主耶稣所说的比喻里那个寡妇一样
Just like the widow in the parable
天父求你帮助我们
Please help us Lord
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen, Amen.